cold and clear.
Okay. And up in the mountains where a road goes across in a low place.
It's called a pass. F-P-A-W-S.
Okay. And a place where boats stop and where they unload freight would
be... It's called a harbor.
Okay. Place in a river where the water falls down a long way. What would you call that?
It'd be a waterfall.
Okay. Maybe ask you this, I can't remember. Something along the side of the street where people walk, little strip of pavement along...
The sidewalk.
Okay. What do you call the grass between the sidewalk and the street? Or do you call that anything?
Never heard it called anything.
About, you know, like 75% of the people I talk to don't call that anything. Just don't have a name for it. Don't ever talk about it.
It doesn't have a name, I don't think.
Nobody talks about it. There's no reason to talk about it.
It wouldn't be in the encyclopedia, I don't believe.
Probably not. Let's see. Do you ever drink coffee?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you drink it?
I drink instant coffee. And I put about a fourth coffee and about three-fourths milk.
You do? That's the way I like. Well,
that's the only way I pet my milk. I do have babies, you know. I couldn't drink it straight more than I drink dirty water.
Oh, I couldn't either. My husband...
I think dirty water would be good drinking.
Be better than black coffee, I'll say that.
You know, go out in the field where it's clean. You know, and boil it and let it settle down before the water off and drink it. I bet you'd be healthy.
You might.
Well, that's where our life comes from.
From
the soil, you know.
That's
we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that.
That's true. Oh, if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say the child is named, what, her mother?
Be a given name?
Yeah, her first name is the same as her mother's first name. You'd say,
it'd be a given name.
Okay, but if you were going to talk about it, you'd say, somebody said, what did they name the child? You'd say, oh, well, they named her...
If it's a boy, it'd be a junior.
Okay, okay. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to attack another dog?
Sick him.
Okay. I say that to my dogs and they just look at me.
I don't never say that to mine because I don't want them to attack anybody.
Well, I say that because I know they won't do it.
But you might be surprised.
That's true. You know, I picked up a stray last spring. Stray turns out to be pregnant. Just what I needed, you know, a pregnant stray dog. And so sure enough, she had three puppies. And here I had my two dogs and this dog and then three puppies. And so, okay, of my two dogs, one of them is the boss, you know.
Always,
yeah. And then there's the number two dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when this stray, while we had the stray, before I managed to get rid of her, number two got demoted to number three. Because the stray turned out to be a more dominant dog.
More aggressive, well, I'll say, that's unusual.
And he was friendly and nice and sweet. And now whenever he sees another dog, he attacks it.
See how smart all them breeding.
Well, he hates other dogs now, except for the boss dog.
Well, they don't want to be second. They want to be keep their rating always.
Right.
They'll get sick and die if you don't watch.
He'll
destroy them in a matter of time. They will.
He didn't like being number three. What would you call a dog that, you know, you didn't know what kind of dog he was? There's a whole 300 different kinds. What would you call a dog like that?
Some of them call them Heinz. What's that? 76?
Okay.
Boy, I can't say I don't use that word.
Okay, what else might you call it?
Oh, well, I know, but...
Both of them
I don't use that word. Let me see. That's called a... I know it's up there, but I can't think.
What would you call a dog that was just sort of good for nothing? You know, wasn't worth anything. Both my dogs do.
I don't use that. I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a dog that was a little noisy, yapping kind of dog?
Just be a yapping dog.
Okay. What kind of dogs do you have?
They're crossbred.